Dear Young Rocker is the kind of podcast I wish had existed when I was still in high school. A beautiful love letter to awkward teens of the early 2000s, this podcast from Double Elvis Productions profiles a young teen seeking relief from the anxiety, body issues, and pent-up aggression of adolescence. But more than that, it's the story of how a young loner grows up and finds her home in music. According to creator Chelsea Ursin, the podcast was born from an idea many of us share, the desire to go back in time and give your younger self some good advice. And that desire is at the core of Dear Young Rocker, which takes the format of a series of letters going back and forth between our teen protagonist and her older, wiser self. I caught up with Dear Young Rocker's creator, Chelsea Ursin, last week to talk more about the podcast's view of gender as well as being a teenager. I started by asking her to describe the podcast in her own words.
Dear Young Rocker is a podcast, I like to call it an audio memoir, meaning it's a story about me that I wrote, and it's very, you know, personal, and I kind of actually split myself into two halves. I have big me, or current 31-year-old me, and then I have younger me, which is me from ages like 12 up until my early 20s, and I give her, that younger person, advice as she works through her struggles, and we kind of talk to each other, and I learn from her and she learns from me.
Next, I asked Chelsea why she had chosen podcasting as the medium to tell her story.
I originally wrote it down intending to publish a book because I knew my story would help people who've been through similar things, because I don't see many stories by women musicians, unless they're super famous, you know, get published. And so I wanted to put out a book for other women who, you know, are non-binary or trans people, anyone who feels invisible in who they are just for being themselves and, you know, being into music or something creative. And so I knew that this book would be helpful, but I just couldn't get a book deal because I'm not famous. And they said, for memoir, you have to have a platform. We have to know we're going to sell 10,000 copies right off the bat or whatever it is. And I was like, I can't do that. You know, I don't have a following yet. This is my first thing. I don't have a following. Sorry. So I realized, oh, podcasts. You can just put a podcast out and it will be in the Apple Podcast Store with everyone else's podcast. And I thought that was kind of like a punk thing to do, is just put it out there. Like with my music, with my band, I never tried to pursue a label or anything. It was just like maybe some friends who make tapes would like help me put it out, and I just wanted to get it out there. So it was the same kind of thing.
In Dear Young Rocker, young Chelsea battles her way through a lot of intense situations, including navigating the terrifying world of teen dating. I asked her what motivates her to tell these stories.
Because I knew it would be relatable. I knew there was just stuff that I have never really talked about with anyone, that if I did, people would be like, oh my god, me too. No matter how close you are with your best friend or your family, there's stuff you feel like, if anyone knew this about me, they would just think I'm so weird, like, you know, I can't really talk about it. And that kind of stuff, I kind of became obsessed with finding that stuff in myself, because I realized, as a person with, like, pretty bad social anxiety, I have a lot of that, but I think everyone has some of it. It wasn't hard writing it, because I didn't think anyone would ever listen to it. It just felt like journaling, like therapy for me, and I was like, I'm gonna learn how to make a podcast, maybe I'll get some therapeutic benefit from it, and then all these people heard it, and they related and felt moved by it, and I was like, that's the coolest thing ever.
The podcast also talks a lot about growing up and coming to grips with the idea of gender, especially when it impacts your ability to engage in the hobbies you love, like music. Chelsea told me about some of the unique challenges she thinks teen girls face when trying to figure themselves out. What she said in response was very relatable.
Well, I think it's, you know, a kind of a global, timeless crisis. But I think for me, especially in the early 2000s, it was really tough because, you know, in the early 90s, there was the Riot Girl movement. And there were all these girl bands that were topping the charts. You'd turn on Top 40 radio and you would hear Alanis Morissette, or you would hear Liz Phair. You would hear a woman playing guitar and singing and yelling, or Courtney Love. But in the early 2000s, it was like there was the pop sexy pop princesses, and there were a few rock bands that were kind of leftover grunge. You know, there was no feminist rock that I saw. I had nothing to connect with. When I went into the guitar store to check out basses, it was all dudes. When I went to take lessons, the only people I could take lessons were, you know, from old men. Everywhere I went, it was boys and men. At the time, I was just like, I knew that I was being seen as different, but I was like, I don't want to be seen as different. And I thought that was something about me personally I could control. I didn't connect it to anyone else who was going through the same thing. I just need to be the best so that they're only seeing my bass playing and they're not seeing a girl. You know, if you just know that for whatever reason that you're being looked at differently, it affects you. And as a kid, you might want to pretend it doesn't, and you might want to do everything you can to make sure it doesn't. But it still does. And I think I learned a lot of lessons that the boys didn't learn because of that. And I got better at bass because of it. So
another topic that's featured a lot in Dear Young Rocker is experiences of mental illness, especially anxiety and panic attacks. I asked Chelsea what she wanted young people experiencing these issues to know.
First and foremost, if you can't get anything else out of this show, it's okay to be you. It doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong, even if it feels like everything's wrong. And it probably does feel like everything's wrong if you're young. And to trust your own instincts about things, because I felt like I had so many opinions of adults and knew if I tried to talk to my parents about that kind of thing, they would just say, they were very old school, it's all in your head, you just need to sort of try harder to make friends, you know, whatever. So I didn't have any family support, and when I went to like one therapist, it was like the wrong kind of person. And now I know, like, if I sit down today and I have a new therapist who I can tell doesn't get it, I'm like, fired, next one. So I just want them to know that they have more power than they think they do, and that there are probably other people who feel like them. And if they, it's hard, especially when you're shy, but if you talk to enough people, you'll probably find someone to kind of help you connect the dots. So just like read a lot of other people's stories online, maybe just start there and then reach out to them and maybe they can help you. But just find people who kind of think about things the same way you do. And, you know, other people can open your perspectives, but if you feel like you're talking to someone whose perspective is kind of closed-minded, you don't have to listen to them. They're not always right. Adults aren't always right.
Chelsea Ursin plays in a post-grunge band called Banana, or as the Americans say it, Banana. Noting that Chelsea has several starts and stops to her musical journey in the podcast, I asked how she found her way back.
Yeah, well, I won't give too much away because it's the crux of season two. It did come through, you know, I think not playing music a while. I think when you take a step back from anything, if you're truly meant to do it and you truly love it, you end up just thinking about it. So I was in writing school and I wasn't playing music because I was like, I gotta devote myself to writing. And, you know, I was trying to pay the bills too and working. I just started writing about music, and then I realized I had all these thoughts about music and about being a woman who plays music that I had never processed. Someone introduced me to Riot Girl at age like 26. Oh my God, there were other people who thought about this stuff. And so I started reading old zines and listening to Bikini Kill and all that stuff. And then I started volunteering and teaching young kids and mentoring young kids in rock, and then finally I was like, oh my God, you know, I used to be the bass player in the high school band. I was like, I would sing a little bit, but I was kind of like, don't put the spotlight on me, I can't write a song. And then once I saw little kids writing songs and like screaming their hearts out and listening to bands who didn't even know how to play when they started doing it, I was like, oh, of course I can do this. I've been playing for like 15 years or something now.
I also asked Chelsea about some of the ways she learned how to write from two different perspectives, that of her adult self and that of her teen self.
It was a lot of work. I recently told someone I had to do a lot of, even though it's nonfiction, I had to do a lot of like character research for this writing, because I know I just talked in a different way, because at that age, you know, when you're a young teenager, tween, whatever, you're so absolutely concerned with what everyone thinks of you to the point that I think I probably even talked in a way to always sound sort of like tough or cool or something, which is like almost, you know, it's a little embarrassing to think about, but it's also like cute that we've all been there and that was just a phase I had to go through, and I feel love toward that person because I know why she had those defenses because of the stuff she was dealing with inwardly. So tapping into that was really like cathartic.
Finally, to wrap things up, I requested that Chelsea give us her number one piece of advice for young rockers out there who might be struggling to find themselves.
When in doubt, make noise or listen to noise. Because if you find yourself sitting there in silence and you're just spinning in your own head and it feels like you're just falling into the void, no matter how bad it feels, I have a feeling, and I know from experience, if you just put on a song you really connect with and you just make noise to it, you might have the next greatest hit song idea, or you might just feel like you again. You know what's good and you know what to do. It feels like you don't because of the voices outside of you, but they'll get quieter eventually, I promise.